This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy. Take a look at the world from a hip-hop perspective.
You know.
Listen now.
I wanna be the only one to come and bug you over again. I wanna be the only one, the only one as lonely as I am. So you'll just have to wait. See, cause I don't come easy. With all this Viagra that I take, I can't get enough. So you'll just have to wait. See, cause I don't come easy. With all this Viagra that I take. Think I might vomit, mate. Guts are turning round. Me guts are turning round. Mate, I think I want the loo.
Crispy and clean, crispy and clean. It's the tag team.
Well
done, John Major.
Boop, in the hit out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are listening to the sounds of my foot in your blood clot.
Biddy brimstone.
Some sad same shit.
Michael Parkinson.
Some sad same shit.
I'm a grumpy old bloke, spitting something so dope. Better know that this is for the grown folk. Man, I feel a low blow, tag team or solo. Jay and Pa hit the spot in the dojo.
Oh no,
it's the return of the drift. Terrifying kids like me, it's the old gits. Waving up walking sticks. Zip your dip, you're talking shit, get torn to bits.
Ha. We keep bringing the passion and straight sick with the pattern. With most man than me lacking and stay cack. We murk beats and bang them and fling hooks, attack and get knocked out like Hatton to take down.
We still gigging the roar, we still bringing the roar. My boot kicking the door, notorious. This kid's quick on the draw, I'm nitpicking your flaws. My crew's bigger than yours, there's more of us.
Still smoking the weed, I'm still raising my seeds. Blood, you better believe, we're grown men. That's why I'm working for P, we stay murking the B. You don't want it with me, you mighty friend.
We're still posing a threat, like smoking a grip. We're still open for bets, so let's gamble. I don't mind the rain, smart hide my pain. A rhinestone cowboy like Glen Campbell.
Bang, beats, athletes, just be tag team. It's a tag team event. Pass just the pen, spark the pen and pay the rent. Yo, we bang, beats, athletes, just be tag team.
It's a tag team event. Give P the pen, we back again.
Grumpy old men.
Biddy brimstone.
Awesome tag team shit.
Michael Parkinson.
Awesome tag team shit.
Wrestle man like Legion of Doom, we're deep in the tune, the lead man deep in the tomb. I'm a man, don't take my for you. I take you to school, we'll take you back to the womb.
Rat can slap in the loop, back with a boom. Atomic bomb impact when I spat on the tube. Track in the stew, DOE go howl of the moon. Shake your hand, rip your hand off, like how do you do?
Yeah. I Ming the merciless, I pen the verse to this. A verbal herbalist, I smoke pot, commence the murdering. I dead the vermin and I keep on burning them, it won't stop.
Pest controlling, when just patrolling. Man spit petroleum and strike match. We raise the climate and invade your island like a crazy pirate with a eye patch.
Us man a boulder in a pair of goalers and a super soaker, you will get wet. Rock a Axel Foley screaming holy moly. No one can hold me cause I don't pet.
This ain't Battersea Dogs Hole. I'm packing a Roscoe, I'm batting a longbow to batter chaps. Get bang like a bongo, an arrogant combo. They carry a long scroll of battle rap.
Bang, beat, athletes, just P, tag team. It's a tag team event. Pass just the pen, spark the pen and pay the rent. Yo, we bang, beat, athletes, just P, tag team.
It's a tag team event. Give P the pen, we back again.
Grumpy old men.
Biddy brimstone.
Awesome tag team shit.
Michael Parkinson.
some grumpy old men right there. That was Michael Parkinson featuring Jest, brand new business for you, Tag Team, practicing tag team moves. The EP is out now on Boot Records. It also features Dirty Goods. What's his name now?
Iman Roots. No, you have to say Iman Roots because okay. Iman Roots, you know. Shout out to Dirty Good. I mean, I'm Henry. Sorry, man. I shouldn't even do that.
In it. You should know better than anybody. Yeah. Jazz T on production. Zygote Parky himself. It's available right now. 12-inch vinyl and digital download. So check it out.
And ladies and gentlemen, you are locked into the FUBAR Radio Hip Hop Show, live and direct in your ear canal. That's right. This is exactly where we're going to be for the next 2 hours, all the way in your ear canal. I go by the name of Mice Diggy. I'm here with
myself, Sarah Love. But first, we have to send a big shout out to the one and only
Ian Boldsworth, mate. Shout out to MC Boldsworth. Hey, mate, I tell you what, yeah, that outro tune, you're messing me up now. I don't know what. I'm always dressing for the occasion. When I dressed up looking like I was trying to look like the Queen, it didn't work. Right. I came in and the tune was different. Now I come in, I'm expecting something different. You play the Star Wars, the theme to Star Wars or whatever it is.
So you're going to have to turn up as a stormtrooper next week.
Yeah. The black stormtrooper.
You should turn up as Darth Vader.
I want to be the black stormtrooper.
I am your father.
Yeah.
So if you missed that or any of the FUBAR shows, you can listen back to them on the website. That's FUBARradio.com. Last week on this show, we bought you a massive, massive open mic that was featuring the Derby Crew, Abacus and Dan Dapper.
Yeah, boy.
And the website address is FUBARradio.com/shows/hip-hop. Listen back to that. We've got so much to get through today. So much goodness in store for you on today's show, including an exclusive interview with the one and only
Guilty Simpson, mother lovers. That's right, all the way live from Detroit. The Dirty Detroit, the D. What else do Motor City? You know what I mean? One of the
Motown.
Like this is easily one of the like brightest sparks to come out of Detroit. And he was introduced to us via the legendary late great Jay Dilla. So of course we can't wait to hear what Guilty Simpson has to say. I'm sure he's got some new material coming. And hopefully he didn't get too gangster on you there, Sarah.
Nice. So keep it locked right here to find out all of that good stuff. We're going to be taking care of you till 6. Of course, we've got the investigation coming up as we do every week.
Boy.
We're ambushed in the studio by a fly guy in flares. And we're going to be bringing you all the illest parties that you need to go to for check out that live hip-hop goodness. And a very special big up coming up, as well as the open mic too. And we want to hear from you guys, because remember, this show is all about you guys. So hiphop@fubarradio.com. You can also find us on Twitter too, @FUBARRadio. And we've got a bunch of new ill music for you as well, including brand new Prodigy of Mobb Deep, produced by the one and only Beat Butcher.
Nice.
It's going to be good. But, you know, we like to start the show off with all of that positive vibes. Positive vibes and ting. So, you know, and it's important to remember all the people who are making good contributions and important contributions to the world of hip hop and the world in general.
Mm.
You know, and let's never let these things overlooked. If we don't acknowledge the people who are doing greatness.
Yeah, who's going
to
do it?
You know, so we've got to make sure we give a big salute to all of our OGs who have contributed to this game. So this week, it was only correct that we sent out a
big up
to someone who I think, you know, well, in fact, he's a DJ, but he was ranked number 10 in Spin's list of 100 great guitarists of all time, which I thought was kind of a trip when I heard about that. Jam Master Jay. It was his birthday on Saturday. That's Saturday, the 21st of January.
Damn.
Sadly, he was murdered in 2002, which is still an unsolved crime. But Jam Master Jay, to me, I think he's one of the most important figures like that we've had in hip-hop history, and therefore one of the most important people of 20th century pop music. You know, and one of the most significant influences. He also started Jam Master Jay Records, which scored its success in 93 with Onyx. And he also
Onyx?
Onyx, yeah. And it's so
Onyx?
Onyx, the group Onyx Mice.
Oh, it sounded like you said on Inx.
Sorry, sorry.
Yeah, Onyx.
Sorry.
Onyx. I was sorry. Like, Onyx? I was like, what was that like the Onyx. Retaliation
sorry,
to?
Sorry, sorry. My messed up accent. You're spending so much time in Japan.
In Derby.
You know? You see, I'm becoming a bit Japanese.
Yeah.
So, Onyx.
Let's not get the L words out. Any L words, let me say them for you.
And Onyx, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just love the whole story behind him and Onyx how he just like trained those dudes up in the art of performing. Mm. I mean, to me, Run DMC, they're like one of the illest live shows of all time and one of the biggest like influences on any hip hop act. He also connected Chuck D with Def Jam co-founder Rick Rubin, which I think is like so dope. But you know, don't take it from me. Take word from one of the dopest DJs to come out of one of the most influential DJ crews in the history of turntablism. Mr. Sinister, are you there?
Wow. Hey, Sarah, what's up? How are you?
Oh, you sound so lovely. It's so nice to hear your voice.
Oh, it's lovely to hear your voice, too. What's good, y'all?
Yeah, good, we're good. Happy 2017. I hope you're having a wonderful start to the year.
Thank you, and happy 2017 to you too. I'm having a great year, and I hope y'all are too.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to hopefully seeing some of you in the UK live and direct, you know.
I'm about to get ready to come out there.
But I'm thinking, you know, like you're someone who you're a bona fide, you know, respected name in the game of DJing, and you're also a Queen's representative. Where Jam Master Jay,
Queens represent.
You know, where Jam Master Jay, also another Queens representative. But if you were talking to somebody who had never heard of Jam Master Jay or Run DMC, why is he such an important contributor that should never be overlooked when we're talking about important people in popular music history?
Well, I can tell you this. First of all, he's a real, real good dude. He's done a lot for this culture. He's done so much for the DJ culture, like, Not even on the Run DMC level. Like he's been such an icon to me myself, and that's to everybody. Because you know when he came out, everybody was listening to him. Run DMC shouted him out. You know he made it like a pinnacle for DJs to just really get busy. Like they were giving him a lot of praise. He was on stage. Run DMC never left him out. Like he was always that guy in the background. He was always that musician. He was always there. He was like the forefront of their band. They always recognized that. Mm-hmm. And he's done so much for the culture. You know what I mean? Like on top of him just blowing up and being the you know just going to a different level with the DJing as far as getting Aerosmith and all of them on there and being part of all that stuff. He's very iconic. Like he's just one of those guys that you could just. It's really so hard to explain. There's so much stuff to say about him.
I know.
He was a great connector, right? I heard that he was the one guy that everybody was cool with. He wasn't, you know, he never had any...
Oh, yeah, everybody came to Jam Master Jay. I actually got a chance to work with him in a pilot. We did a pilot called Aspire, and he was actually the lead actor, and I was the co-star, so that was really great. I got a chance to meet him up close and personal, and we kicked it. I played him some of my tracks, and I was like, wow, I'm next to Jam Master Jay. I had to ask him his opinion, and he was like, wow. He was like, oh, it's really good. He gave me some advice, and, oh, man, I was just really, really amped to meet him, man, and be next to him, man, because he did so much for this culture.
Incredible. And it's like any artist that I speak, I think it's undisputable that really Run DMC, they've got to be in the top three most important hip-hop acts of all time. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yes, I definitely agree.
And he was a fundamental
part. I don't know what to tell.
And he was just like a fundamental part of it. It wasn't like it's this act and then there's some guy DJing. You know, Run DMC, to me, they were a trio.
Yes, yes. They were a true band. Like, if you think about it, it was the DJ and the two MCs. They were a band. They rocked with no band. Jam Master Jay was their band.
And so, like, you know, I think for me, it was just really important that we keep his spirit alive, and we always acknowledge people like Jam Master Jay on in this around his birthday, the 21st of January, you know, because, and you know what really just touched my heart is when I saw some of the Jam Master Jay tributes, like the one with Kid Capri, Jazzy Jeff, yes. Grandmaster Flash, like, to me, yes. that just cemented, like, how beautiful the the world of the DJ is. It's all about
yes,
the DJ.
Yes. yes, yes. These guys, man, like when I seen that, I was really hyped when they did that, because I really felt like that was the first time BET ever plugged into something like that, and it was a great moment for them to do that, and I think that they recognized it too, like, you know, because I was talking to some of the BET people and they were like, "Look, we have to do this with Jam Master Jay because He's just that dude."
Word. You know what I'm saying? For real, for real. So thank you so much for joining us today. Because, you know, I was like, don't take it from me that he's fresh. Yeah. I want people to hear from a real authority in DJing and hip-hop such as yourself for why he's so important. So thank you so much for joining us today on the show. Yes,
thank man. You, Sal. I love him. Big shout-out to Fubar Radio. Thank you very much.
And my Stiggy, our co-host.
Yes, sir.
And no. Big shout-out to
you. You know? So I thought it's, well, I had to pick a Run DMC track for us to play today, and for me it had to go to Beats to the Rhyme.
Oh yeah. Oh, great choice. DJ, great choice.
Thank you, Sinister, we love you.
Love you too.
Peace. Beats to the Rhyme.
Yo, D, that's me, the king, the MC. Rhyme get mine on a T.O.P. Can another MC ever pop with D?
Hell no.
It's like the A, the B, to the C. It's easy.
1, 2, 3.
DJ, that's the J, I'm DMC.
So it is done. It's time for we to see. So what, so rhyme, must be your piece.
Why?
Cause you can't touch Jam Master J. Cause it's number
1, 2, 3. Oh, get it.
Just makes me want to scream all the way through it. That, of course, Run DMC, Beats to the Rhyme, because we have to send out a massive salute to Jam Master Jay, whose birthday it was on the 21st. That was this Saturday, just gone. And for regular listeners to the show, you should know what time it is. It's that part of the show where we normally get ambushed in the studio by, you know, our number one takeover. So we normally hit the music at this point in the show.
Yeah, that's right. You can hit my music. You know what I'm saying?
Actually, no, I can't hit your music, Mice.
Why not?
Because the...
Big up!
It's not over yet.
Oh, dear. God damn. Mice that case. Mice that case.
Mice that case gonna shut down. down.
Yeah, I got a neck back slap for even asking him to try and come up with it. I messed up there, boy. That's...
You messed up there because you know why this
big up
ain't over yet?
Right.
It's because we have to send a really important shout out today.
Whose birthday? Who else?
Well, it was my sister's birthday on Saturday. But no, the big up is going to you, Mice!
Oh, shit. I'm there.
Mice is...
Sarah's okay. Deep, you know.
This whole show, normally we prepare look, for the...
my forehead is all... I was there. I'm there trying to, like, let me Instagram the picture and while I'm still trying to talk. And then, okay, all right, we've got another big up. And then,
Mice really... That's this so whole funny. Preparation for the show, Mice really thought we were... Even going to acknowledge that this weekend Mice Diggy went viral worldwide with his song.
Was it worldwide?
Well, with his song, you were trending all over the game.
Yeah,
and I just
weird.
Saw enough people talking about it. Everybody sending you salutes because Mice's song has been featured on a Sainsbury's advert, which has been all over TV on primetime television shows, airing all over the internet.
Yeah,
everyone,
it's crazy.
And it's what's so lovely is seeing how just regular ass people. It had nothing to do with hip hop in the UK.
All of a sudden,
they're loving it.
Yeah.
And they're jamming
crazy.
Along to it. Kids, adults. Yeah, yeah. We're all so proud of you, Mice.
Thank you, Sarah.
And I know that
look
these
guys, I can't even...
Mice can't stop grinning right now. Mice looks like a little child. Yeah. Mice really thought we weren't going to mention it today.
No, I thought we'd just chat about it later. I didn't think it was going to be like, oh shit, big up. God damn.
And do you understand how much like work we've been doing to make sure you didn't know we were going to actually talk about this today? I was like emailing them, okay, make sure you don't add it, let Mice know that we're going to mention this at all.
Yeah, because I just thought we'd chat. Ah, you lot, man. I'm all in back. I'm doing the black man blush. If you've never seen a black man blush before, this is what it looks like. I know I look exactly the same, except there's a slight bit more, you know what I mean, shine on the forehead.
Yeah,
look, my cheeks are actually... A different complexion from the rest of my...
Mice, how did this come about that your song was featured on an advert for Sainsbury's?
How it came about was the Sainsbury's decided they wanted to go somewhere else with their advertising work. And the company that they've switched to, is it Wyden and Kennedy, I think it's called? Yeah, I'm meant to know the name. But they're more of a sort of, you know, in-your-face type... The way they do things is like, you know, in your face. So this is a massive, you know, it's a different step for Sainsbury's to do this. But then, so W&K, they go to, they outsource to, you know, in terms of music, they go to whoever. So they went to Wake the Town, which is an agency that deal with more music and stuff. And so I just got an email, you know, like I get emails like that. I don't do a lot of famous ass shit that people see, but I get a lot of, you know, random emails like that.
But
and
this weekend it all changed.
Yeah, this was one of them random emails again. And so this was like last year, the beginning of December, I started on it.
Mm-mm, you kept it quiet from me that whole time.
Yeah, because I don't know if it's going to happen. For one, it's indie shit. Whenever you see me posting, you know what this indie shit is like, or you know how this indie shit goes. It's because most of the time you say something, and once you've said it, it's less likely that it happens.
But
you know
in
I mean?
The end, anyway, everything came together and you ended up, your song got placed on this major
Well, the song
advert.
Was for it.
The song was actually for it.
Yeah, I made the song for... So
it was commissioned by them specifically for you to be rapping about.
Yeah, but they I wasn't the only, you know, it was like a few... from what I know, you know, they didn't really tell me that much, I guess, not to get too crazy about it as well. But it's good that they didn't, because when it all... I was surprised. I was like, oh, shit. This shit is like national TV... Oh shit, it really is an advert. That's really my voice is going to be. Yeah, and I was just like, all I thought at the time was that I was recording a song that might be used for an advert, but they're doing a music video for it.
Mm-hmm.
So you say there's an extended version. There's what you lot are hearing on the TV, but then there's an extended version which is all online. So if you go to Mice Diggy Facebook, you should
Plunk
see
out.
It on there. Go to at Mice. This is where I go into the artist now. Fam.
See, tables
hit me
are
up
turned,
at Mice Diggy. Yeah, hit me up. Tweet me. Yeah, I might retweet you. I might even follow back, man. So you get me? Like, nah. So there was a bunch of people had put songs, like 20 songs or whatever, forward, and then apparently they dwindled down to this one song which they started developing more. But then I think someone suggested me to Wake the Town, and so the guy emailed me. You know, at the beginning of December. And I'm thinking, like, yeah, okay, you know, like I've done the Blackberry one before, which wasn't necessarily like a vibe, it was more an internal thing, but you know, I've kind of done a job like this before, and I've done others that are similar, but it wasn't Sainsbury's. It wasn't. I used to work in Sainsbury's.
Wasn't one of the biggest organisations in the UK.
Yeah. And my mum works at Sainsbury's now. So imagine what it's like for her. Mm. You know what I mean? It was crazy. I mean, we'll talk about all of that stuff off air. But what was crazy about it was the fact that I didn't realise it was, like, I didn't think it was going to be what it was, you know? Mm-hmm. And so when it came out, I was like, oh, and then I'm just driving around like, shit, you know, thinking all my friends, like I had a bunch of friends, everyone all of a sudden now they know me again, you know, no, not to say it like that, but I had a bunch of friends came to the studio yesterday, and what they
you
would do stuff
for 15 years,
yeah kind I'm of joking, not I've seen you speak to them often, but we don't see each other that much. It's the first time we've come to the lab, and it was weird because they were telling me how they found out or how people have found out, and I was like, yeah,
just by accident,
yeah,
stuff.
Where you're just like, wow, I swear that sounds like mice,
yeah,
you know, it's that sort of thing. And then
man, here we are today, man. Too. And what was so cute was seeing like people tweeting you and stuff who were just completely nothing to do with hip hop at all. You know, and they were just like, yeah, loving this
tune. Yeah.
But you know what
smiling.
Was also dope was seeing like real OGs in the game who, you know, they also were like, no, you know what? Guam Mice on the line right now. Are you there? Can you hear me? Mice, you better put your headphones on.
Who are you not surprising me with this? Yeah, I'm the one that you meant to be surprising by the lovers. What's going on here now?
Do you recognise that chuckle?
Let me hear that chuckle again.
Yum, yum, yum. For my Tom. He knows who he is.
Wait. Oh, no, keep speaking, man. You're hardly saying it.
Shut up, bruv.
It's the one and only. The rottenness.
Ah! We say it.
Yes, we
say it. It's Tony Rotten, Tony Black Rotten, Twang, one of the...
Big up, man, like my...
This is hench Tony Rotten. I'm not used to that hench Tony Rotten voice. Like, he sounds all
I've always been hench, bruv. It's just I did it with the bars, isn't it?
Oh, see, he's got the bars.
You say
Tony
Twang,
Rotten, Black Twang,
I'm
one
good,
of the
I'm
official
good,
authorities of hip-hop in this country. So to everybody listening out there, from when you're getting a co-sign and a big up from people like Tony Rotten,
the
you know you're doing
stuff.
Something good. Tony,
nah,
how
man.
Did you feel when you saw this ad, that Mice, and this achievement that Mice has made?
Listen,
all right, so couple of things basically happened, yeah. Like, first of all, obviously, I got WhatsApp groups and man, they was talking about it, and I was like, yeah, I love it. Then someone hit me up on Snapchat talking about, see, have you just done an advert? I think I just heard something. I was like, that wasn't me. That was Mike. So you already know, like, obviously,
they don't
people
know
are recognising it.
They don't know our voices that well, whoever that was.
Exactly. So I was like, there might be a similarity, but other than that, it's Mike's biggest, you know, uncle, you know what I mean? Like, recognisable voice and flow and whatever. So I was like, yeah.
And don't you think, Tony, yeah, it is a big look. And don't you think, like, things like this, it's just dope to... Because to me, it was just cool to hear one of our voices and our kind of sound out there on a, you know, mainstream sort of platform. Like, do you think that
Definitely.
That's an important contribution?
Absolutely. I mean, if you look across the water, like, America's been doing it for years. Like, artists doing Sprite adverts, Mighty Dew adverts, Hennessy adverts, whatever food adverts, you get me? Like, so to see one of our own that's come up through the ranks properly, pay their dues, and deserve everything they're getting right now, to kind of be getting that recognition, you know what I mean? I'm proud for them, you know what I mean? And I'm very happy that they're utilising our voices and doing it properly, not in a cheesy kind of way or like that.
I think, like, people wanted to be able to say that, but then when they're here, you check that and you check, like, the music I make anyway, it's like, right, there's not much difference, you know? I might have to speak more clearly for these kids, or you know what I mean? But it's like,
and I keep it clean, that's still.
Yeah, of course. Clean. That was this is what I mean about I didn't realise they were going to do this, because I'm thinking that I'm just writing it and somebody else is going to rap it. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's usually how it is, you know? They're not expecting a black guy, you know what I mean? Like,
I hear that.
You're pretty black, Mice.
You know, yeah. You're not expecting that. And, you know, doing tracks like Lamb's Bread and, you know what I mean? There's stuff I've got out there where I'm thinking, like, nah, they ain't going to do that to me. And the next minute it's like, oh, wow. Like, right, serious. But I think it's the edginess of it. And plus, you know, everything I say it with reason. I'm not one of them, like, hey, just go out, get drunk and, you know what I mean, sip syrup.
And it sounds good. Like you said, it sounds good. Like, if you strip away the music or strip away the bars, whatever, it sounds good. Anyway, so it's a good marriage of beat and rhyme, and obviously someone delivering it perfectly.
Yeah, thanks. Aww,
thank you.
That means a lot to you, man.
Yeah,
appreciate
we
it.
Love you so much.
You know we fam like that.
Yes, yeah.
Aww, we love you so much, yeah, Tony, and we appreciate you so much, you know, for everything that you do. So I thought it was only correct to have someone like you put this into perspective for everybody out there to understand what we're talking about here, right? You know, this is kind of achievement and the hard work that Mice has made in his career to get something like this off the ground. And you too.
Yeah. No, definitely. Definitely.
And we're still,
like you said, obviously, Mice, loads of malappointing work, but, you know, when one of us actually makes it, then all of us have made it, kind of. You know what I'm trying to say? Like,
yeah, man.
And that's the way to look at it.
That's exactly what I've been telling people, because the thing is, no one's actually said to me, there's only one MC, and, you know, MC, of course, I'll put that out there, it's going to be the MCs more than likely, but that said, you know, when I first heard it, or when I first heard about it, I was a bit, you know, a bit da-da-da, but then more I thought about it. Yeah, but then Then he said he thought about it and he was like, man, I'll jump at that opportunity. So obviously, there's that. We're all human. The first thing you're going to think is like, why wouldn't it me, sort of thing. But
exactly.
The bottom line is, and I just want to put this out there so that, you know, like we do the open mic every week and that we're trying to inspire younger generation to make music that can get out there. I ain't got no manager. I ain't got no agent apart from people that get in touch when they need to. I'm not signed to anybody or anything like that. So if I can make it happen just off of the talent, then I believe anybody can do it. You know, all it is working on that craft and making people know that you're able to do this sort of thing. Like, I definitely 100%. Think doing 100%. The wrap-ups and stuff like that, where it's like, you know, I'm wrapping up the whole year and telling people. I think stuff like that has helped. So people are like, yo, this guy can write about anything. And that's what I aim to do. Freedom is being able to rap about whatever the fuck I want to rap about. You know what I mean?
Hallelujah! Thank you so much, Tony, for taking the time out for talking to us today.
You're very welcome. Much respect.
You lot surprising me.
We love you so much, and we're really still. I'm still waiting for that call when you're going to let me know that you can make it through to the studio live on a Monday.
I'm going to take some holiday time just for you guys.
Yeah, man, come through, man. Definitely.
And I come with some fresh things as well. See?
You heard it here. That's official now. That's been broadcast, Tony. So.
Alright, that's cool.
Okay, thank you so much, darling. Have a great rest of the day. Okay, peace
out. Have a good evening.
Okay.
Yes, man, you, sir.
And so, you know, that was Tony Black Twang, the one and only Tony Rotten we were talking to, because we had to send a very special
big up
to Mice Diggy today. Coming up straight after this, we're going to be getting into some investigation business, but, you know, it was only correct that we heard this track that Mice has done for the ad. It's Food Bar Radio.
I'm strutting up through the kitchen, whipping up to a rhythm, and the mission is cooking up something that we've been missing. Listen, you hear that sizzling, a whiff of what's in the mix. I'm fixing, has got us grinning, while we're licking our lips, and salivating and wishing to have a plate in an instant. As I'm swaying my hips, while marinating this chicken, salmon baked to precision, salad made to uplift, and lamb too great to be missing. You grab a plate and be singing like, yum, 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 we can boogie, yum, yum, yum. When the food is like yum, yum, yum. Sing it to me now. Yum, yum, yum. And we'll be cooking all night. What's that? Oh, you want some more? Wondering what we got in store? With a veg on the chopping board, so fresh it'll make you drop your jaw. And it's lots, of course. Whatever you want, it's yours. Casserole in the pot, that'll make you body pop and lock for sure. Adding stock to the couscous, hoping to get it all fluffy. Taking my money maker while cooking vegetable curry. Sucking into a tea, every slice of pepper is chunky. Can tell the smell of it's lovely while screaming, get in my tummy.
Yum, yum, yum.
Sing it to me now.
Yum, yum, yum.
And we'll be cooking all night. Yeah. Ha, 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 ha. Let's keep it bubbling. I know you love it, cooking like no one does it. Shake your shoulders, keep shuffling as you open your cupboards. Do the twist as you drizzle that olive oil on your pumpkin. For that roast in the oven, fully loaded with stuffing. Once you hear that timer and everything has been prepared, wiggle for me, then throw them oven mitts up in the air. Whatever kitchen you fit in, whatever is on your shelf, if you dance while you're cooking, you know you're living well. Sing it.
Yum, yum, yum.
Sing it to me now. Now turn the heat up in this kitchen like
yum, yum, yum.
We you can boogie. Yum, yum, yum. When the food is like, yum, yum, yum. Sing it to me now.
Yo, yo, what up, though? It's your boy, Guilty Simpson, sending a shout-out to Sarah Love, Mice Diggy, and the FUBAR Radio Show. Make sure you support that. If you don't, you're stupid.
You see? You're stupid if you ain't supporting this goodness. It's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Hackage. You can put on my music right now. You know what I'm saying?
We got that Guilty Simpson interview coming up very soon as well, so keep it locked for that.
Ain't no thing but a chicken slim, though, baby. You know what I'm saying? Because we out here making all kinds of moves. You damn right. Welcome down to the FUBAR Radio Cafe, where we give you exactly what you need, especially if that shit is wee. You're damn right. We got that tarantula fur. You know what I'm saying? Something y'all might not never know nothing about. We got that shatter glass. You know what I'm saying? Because we step it up now. You're damn right. And I go by the name of Mysack Hayes. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Don't get it twisted. I am still Mysack Hayes. It's just a little more expensive now. You know what I'm saying? Hey. Yeah. And I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
Hey, don't ever tell me that again, bitch.
Okay, sorry. Sorry. Hey, yo, there were women marching last week. I'll get them on your case. Yeah. You messing me, all right? Yo, 2 million women.
This week's investigation comes in courtesy of President. So can I say it?
Yeah.
President Trump.
Scary.
President Trump. Let's break this down, what this guy did, yeah? Originally, he wasn't happy with Obama. That was the...
No. Let's even rewind further than that. Originally, he was a racist redneck. Then Obama came into office. Yeah, so he didn't Obama. Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? It's just a bit baffling. Like, okay, so this guy was... He's saying, yeah, Obama is not from America. Let's see your passport. Let's see this and that. Everybody was like, right, Trump, ease it up, man. What are you talking all this shit for? Trump was like, yo, I do not believe that he's blah, blah, blah. Obama comes and shuts him down like, bruv, first of all, that toupee, that toupee ain't going gray like the rest of your hair. So you need to sort that out, first of all, yeah? Second of all, I'm a fucking American citizen. Third of all, I'm president. How about that? Blam, in your face. Then what happens? Trump was like, so Trump, don't think Trump wasn't sitting there thinking, right, man, did my man just try and humiliate me in front of all of my mandem? In front of all of my mandem, my man's trying to humiliate. You know what? I'm going to be president soon. Watch. Watch.
Listen, that is, he is on that Trump, road speed.
Yeah.
That is literally Trump, how he's chatting.
Trump went street on Obama. He went street on the whole of America and became fucking president.
Oh my
That's
days.
Some scary shit.
And this is why, in a sense, we need to stop telling kids that anybody can become president. No, I mean, let's just stop telling children this, okay?
The thing is, now you can't really deny that that's true. Do you know what I mean? That's the scary part. It's like, right, you're not even, you know, that's actually quite true. Anybody can.
Yeah.
Look.
With the budget, if they got the budget.
And people felt like, you know, okay, Bush messed up so badly that they let a black guy into, you know, they let a black man into power.
This
yeah?
is us getting our, like, karma then.
Yeah. Into power. And then they were like, yo, they let a black guy, they might as well let a woman. What's going to be crazier than a woman? A reality TV star. So now America has a reality TV star as their president. And so I want to find out from all my listeners out there, Meist Investigates, what surprise gift do you hope Obama left for Trump in the White House? Exactly. We all know what you want to leave there, Sarah.
What do I want to leave there?
A big pile of...
Shut your mouth!
You know those dogs? You know the dogs? What are they called with the dreadlock-looking dogs? The dreadlocks.
Shih Tzu? I don't know.
Exactly that.
I don't even know
you
who
want
that is on
dreaded
this.
Shih Tzu run up in the White House and shit all over the place. Well,
oh, dear.
For Trump, boy. But anyway, hit us up, man. hiphop@foobarradio.com on the email. Or you can tweet us at foobarradio, at DJ Sarah Love, and at Mice Diggy. Mice Investigates, what surprise gift do you hope Obama left for Trump in the White House?
I mean, after my time with the Buddhists in Japan.
I like where this is going.
No, my first reaction is like a turd in the drawer or something. you know. But then it's like, remember what Michelle Obama said? When they go low, we go high. You know? So I want to bring it back to my
So what would you leave for
the
him
only
then?
Certainty in life is change.
And would you leave a couple other toupees then? Well, would you leave a grey? You'd be like, all right, look, bruv, I'm going to help you out. Here's a grey toupee. Try and blend it in. It ain't probably ain't going to work, but at least, you know what I mean? This is my zen. I just came back from Japan. I hung out with a couple Buddhas. And basically, I just think, look, your shit's looking fucked up right about now. Maybe this might work for you. Is that how you're saying you'd rather go there?
Maybe something like that, or leave a mixtape, you know, with some Stevie Wonder and, I don't know, Joan Byatt, like some spiritual music to bring him back on track to the rest. Yeah, just leave him a mixtape with just Unity from Rick James playing over again. Or actually, you know, leave him a mixtape just like with Unity, Rick James, and then also. There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love.
Dab.
You know, dab. Dab. Old school dab. Old you know.
School, dab. They didn't realize they were dabbing back then. Look. Old school dab.
It's just they added the shoulders. That's all that happened now. They just added the shoulders.
Yeah, there's.
You know, because he does need to think.
Live on.
There's best place. Oh, I know this part. Oh, yeah. Heal the world. Oh, no, but are we leaving him the remix?
Make
or the original?
It better. This is his.
This
he likes
this. Version.
For you and for me and the entire Aryan race. You got to do your fingers like this.
And you got to
sniff. Hope they're dying. Oh, yeah. And don't worry how your toupee looks when everybody is looking for you and for me.
Yeah, so maybe we need to, like, give him a mixtape or something. I don't know. Because this is the responsibility of artists in times like this. Artists need to step forward to, like, spread the good vibes and the knowledge to the people. Nelson Mandela, he always said music has way more power than politics.
What do you reckon Mandela would have said to Trump, like, as some advice?
He would have said...
Don't look down in case the toupee falls off.
I really need to practice my Mandarin. It's one of those accents that I will never master, I think. But
yeah,
no, I'm interested to know what you guys think. hiphop@foobarradio.com. What's the question again, Mice?
The question is, Mice investigates, what surprise gift do you hope Obama left for Trump in the White House? Of course... At the Digital Pub, you know what I mean? Me and my mates always get into it beforehand, just in case some of you lot are wondering what type of answers you're supposed to say, yeah? Shout out to Greg Blackman. He says, I just hope they've sabotaged every single wig and wig care related object in the fucking place beyond all hope of repair.
So then his whole look is destroyed. Okay, so that's one angle.
That's a funny one. Harun Khan says, I hope they've hidden all the remotes.
No, you know what? Someone needs to just cut off the internet in his office as well, so he can't get on Twitter too.
Yeah. So he can't tweet.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah, because he's the president like that will be tweeting people, innit? And like he trolls and everything, innit?
He trolls.
Yeah, he trolls. He'll be like 2-3 in the morning. Just cussing
not
somebody
able
out.
To insomnia.
Yeah,
so
just
like,
cussing someone out.
Let me just hit up this Twitter, innit?
I mean, you know, at least he's real. He's a real man, you get me? But like, yeah. The man there, like, on road, man would be, it's like, yeah, Trump, you can roll with the man then.
We should start tweeting him, because then maybe he'll tweet us back and then we'll get, like, enough
That's
promo
true.
Out of it.
So Harun mentioned the remote, and then Greg came back and said, you know, so Harun said, hope they've hidden all the remotes. And Greg was like, immediately after setting every channel onto automatic Mexican language. Yeah.
Isn't it?
Tim Fish. Shout out to Tim Fish. He says, fake Kenyan passport. Just to fuck with him.
You know what? We should give him as well. Yeah. You know, like when they do those DNA tests, where it's like you can do your, you can look at your genes and see that, oh gosh, I've actually
to a
like...
carrot or something.
Yeah, or Cheeto, yeah. So,
a pack of Cheetos. Trump, you're related to a pack of Cheetos.
You're 1/16th Cheeto.
Of Cheeto.
Half a carrot.
We're talking about the American president now. We might get droned up in it. It's mother lover. Shout out to Spencer Clayton. He says, Hope they filled all his spray tan canisters with dirty graffiti. Stayed up.
Imagine. We just graffed the prez up.
You know,
graffed the prez up.
You lot are some evil ass mother lovers, boy.
I know. That's why I'm just thinking we need some like Dalai Lama type answers, because we can't just fight fire with fire.
This is true, but he is a billionaire, so it doesn't matter.
So Philly, this is the exception.
Yeah, Sy Philly says super glue in the shampoo like Mahoney from Police Academy.
I forgot about
the thing
that.
Is,
oh, you just took probably, me back to my childhood.
He'll probably be thankful for that. Like, yo, because this glue wasn't really working that I had on my toupee. God damn.
Oh, what a classic scene. Yeah, no, he would probably appreciate that, wouldn't he?
That is funny, man. Shout out to Judo. Paul Judo Mancy says, lots of children-sized gloves. With the index finger and the thumb sewn together.
just walking like that permanently.
You got to admit, though, it's mad Drake-ish. When he's doing his speech, it's mad Drake-ish. Mad like, Drake-ish. Right, does Mama watch Drake? And then, yeah, okay, I'm going to, you know.
Probably.
Because Drake is always like that.
The way he's on the net all the time,
and then, I don't even know what he's singing these days, but.
Well, who's watching who? Maybe they're, like, part of the same team. And we should leave him some tissues as well.
You know, I've joined now, so, you know, I can't really agree with everything
you say. Sorry. I'll watch what I say from now on. We should leave him some tissues too, because he is always doing that. He's talking, isn't it? So, yeah, the gloves and the tissues, those are definite.
It's the character, man. It's amazing to see that it's actually happened, and no matter how, you know, we're going to be like, oh, shit, Trump is actually president. You know, in about 2 months' time, we're still going to be like, this is mad. Like, now we knew he was going to be president, but then now he's been... Is it the inauguration? Whatever the fuck.
Had the inauguration this weekend.
We had the inauguration. And now it's like, oh, shit, he really is president. Like, this guy's really going to be running the country now. You know what I mean?
He's in charge of the most powerful, economically powerful country in the world, the largest economy in the world. Like, already, for example, in Israel, he made an announcement today saying he wants to move the Israeli ambassador, what do they call it? Like the embassy. From Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Now,
he wants to do that.
The American embassy in Israel. Okay. But you see, that is a massive political statement, because Jerusalem is the city that is contested between Palestine and Israel. And so America moving their embassy to Jerusalem is basically making a massive political statement that could unstabilize the entire area even further, you know? So it's like already just making these quips like that is just mad dangerous.
That's,
you know,
crazy,
let
man.
Alone him having zero experience in diplomacy, zero experience in politics. He wants to talk so much about like NATO being obsolete. I'm not even sure he knows what NATO stands for. Let alone even what NATO does. You know, all of these things that have taken like decades to build, he just wants to like sign them all off like the Obamacare. You know, that's going to leave 20 million Americans. That's literally going to kill people, you know. But I honestly think all the danger that he poses and that he can cause can be recovered and overcome, you know, apart from the threat that he poses to the environment. Because once you damage the environment, that is it. There's no coming back from that, you know. But I don't want everybody to feel bummed out either. I think we need to always find a way to look at the glass half full. Otherwise, you know, it feels like a real dark place out there. So shout out to all the people around the world who went marching on Saturday. But I do honestly think, like, we do need to remember this message as well to get through a time like this too, you know. So it's... hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Remind them of the question one more time, Rice.
The question is, what do you think? Did you purposely do that?
Brothers, sisters, there's got to be.
Yeah, let's ride out first. Unity. You know what I mean?
Because it is all about. Dave Chappelle. Yeah. Just picture Jay, so, you know, to help put a smile on everyone's face.
What surprise gift do you hope Obama left for Trump in the White House? Now, think of it in a zen way, like Sarah's saying. Mm-hmm. Before you start talking about bombs and, you know what I mean, this and that, think about what do you hope he's left. So now, thinking in a zen-like way, I hope that Obama's left him the book on how to really do this shit properly. Aww. You know what I mean? In a zen-like way.
Aww. And some, you know, Mahatma Gandhi, he said, an eye for an eye only leaves the world blind.
That's deep.
It's pretty deep about it. It's an eyelash in my eye and everything. But yeah, that is deep. But yeah, so hit us up. You can also find us on twitter.com/foobarradio. I'm on there, DJ Sarah Love, and my, well, I know the world knows your Twitter at now after the weekend.
Well, hey, yeah. wait, man. Nah, still need, do you know what I mean? At Mice Diggy, MYSDIGGI. All I'm going to say, though, is that now that Sainsbury's call me Mice Diggy, I think all you mother lovers should too. Look at my crooked ass finger. I got to point that way to let you know that I'm pointing that way.
Not the Drake finger pose either. But yeah, I
got to do that because if I, you know what I mean? You lot would be like, right, where's he pointing? So I got to do that.
But yes, I'm going to hit you with some brand new music. Keep your messages coming through to us. Coming up, we're going to be getting into our exclusive interview with Detroit's finest, Guilty Simpson. But first, I thought it was only correct we played you something brand new from Prodigy of Mobb Deep. This track is called Snakes, and it's produced by the UK's own Beat Butcher. Check this out. You know you hear all this goodness right here first on FUBAR Radio.
Bright gangster, I'm a cool brother, smart motherfucker, and still shoot guns for the life of me. Can't figure these people out. I try to love them, but they pull a hatred out from inside of me. The lion was trying to sleep. Yeah, you fucked up now. You just woke up the beast. Now it's skull and bones all over the turf. I take the show on the road, that's all over the earth. It's P, not Diddy and the family. I dry mop niggas up, it won't even be one drop of blood, no trace for the forensics. I clean up nice when I take a devil head, and Lord knows I'm a godsend. I'm anti-Satan and you antichrist. It's all in the eyes, Chico. They the windows to the soul, and I can see fake people with my eyes closed. I done told, but y'all niggas still got the nerve to try to hustle a hustler. It don't work. Cold-blooded nigga, city of cold hearts. It's no fear out here, we not scared of y'all. But y'all niggas still got the nerve to try to hustle a hustler. It don't work. Cold-blooded nigga, city of cold hearts. It's no fear out here, we not scared of y'all. Arabian sword, cut the head off of snakes. You 10,000 years old, you need to have a seat and let the young G's rise up and take power. We try and heal the world, you try and devour the earth and its resources. Killing babies, poison in the water, and synthetic seeds. We a new breed of kids, we on some shit. We don't believe your books, we got our own connection with the universal life force. They pass laws, but the law of the land is not maritime law. I'm talking etymology, see what I'm trying to say. We not really free, we just a new slave, yeah. We still slaves. They took the chain off our wrists and put it on our brains. I take this gun off my hip and put it to your braids. You trying to stop me from being great, it won't happen. But y'all niggas still got the nerve to try to hustle a hustler. It don't work. Cold-blooded nigga, city of cold hearts. It's no fear out here, we not scared of y'all. But y'all niggas still got the nerve to try to hustle a hustler. It don't work. Cold-blooded nigga, city of cold hearts. It's no fear out here, we not scared of y'all.
Prodigy and Mobb Deep, the track's called Snakes, and there's other production on that album too from Alchemist, and Beat Butcher's got a few tracks on there. The Book of Revelation, check it out. This is FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy, still the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake, despite what you may think, just because of all that jugglings. Anyway, I've got some more answers for you lot, which you know my lot always giving me some. They're doing their best to like, but shout to Andreas
Vanavides.
He says a comprehensive selection of herbs and spices in the kitchen cupboard. Is that not zen like?
He just took us somewhere else.
Exactly. That would be nice if he did that. Aww. I don't really know. Trump doesn't look like the guy that, you know, eats home cooked food. He kind of looks like,
or is particularly open-minded either.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's a good point. He might not want to mess with anything other than salt and pepper.
Yeah, you know the people, you know, where it's like, yeah.
You know when you read a recipe and it's like, yeah, the spices, yeah, just salt and pepper. You're like, right,
yeah,
is that it?
All right. That's as spicy as it gets.
Yeah. He also says a children's dictionary and thesaurus. So I think he's on your Zen tip, you know. Shouts out to Dominic Bandoni. He says dog shit on the door handles.
Goodness me.
She was loving that one. He's like, yeah. Goddamn, put some dog shit on the goddamn.
Oh, God, that just like made me shudder.
Mike Bandoni, which say, looks like he's Dominic's brother, says a colouring book with no instructions.
That was cryptic, or am I just really dumb?
Cryptic.
I'm dumb, aren't I? I don't get it.
Yeah. Well,
you're
the thing
like,
is,
the fact you have to hesitate there, Mike.
Well, no, I'm trying to figure why you think
you're
dumb.
Make me feel
what did you? What did you think of that?
Because I don't get it.
Oh.
Because I'm dumb. I don't.
No, you're not dumb. It's just a really.
See, recover it. Recover your insult or your hesitation.
I wasn't insulted. That was you. Insulted. I didn't.
I'm not sensitive or anything.
No. Yeah, I know. It's not. Where are we now? We're just coming towards the end of January. There's a full moon coming soon. So I expect some of you werewolf ladies out there to represent. Anyway, Mark Lee Simmons says a loaded shotgun booby trapped on the door.
Wow.
You're not sinister with this shit.
I know.
Man.
You better be careful. People are writing this stuff online. He's the kind of person he will, like we say, he's the biggest, he's the most famous troll in the world.
Yeah, Trump, let me just say this with your with the Trump thing hands, yeah? This is like these views and all that shit that people usually say when it's nothing to do with them and they don't want to get air raided by any of your drones. That's what I'm trying to say to you, okay? With the, I'm throwing up the sign. Soon, because you know when people do this, they say like, but soon, if you do this, you're part of that Trump gang. I'm already, you know what I mean? This is me sneaking my way in there.
Drake's
already.
Drake's there as well.
I know Drake's in there as well, because Drake does
who's
this.
Who's that? Gordon Ramsay? Does he sort
does
of
he
do
it as well?
That,
well see it
so.
There? I'm in there. Whatever you want me to do, I've got you.
Maria Amadio, she said, how to be nice.
Oh.
Also, the book Everybody Poops With, a note that says, even the white man. That was cryptic too.
Yeah, I don't really. This is where I feel extra dumb.
Maria, hit us back on FUBAR Radio on Twitter and help our dumb selves.
She kind of air quoted "be nice" as well, so I don't know whether that was
even
you know,
the white man.
True, this is like a comedy thing over here on FUBAR. We never know whether people are being serious with us or not. So just in case you are being serious and we get it misconstrued, let us know exactly what type of poop. Has that note. And what does the poop's note sound like? Is it like a...
Or is it a no, the book that everyone poops... So I think she means, like, well, what my friend used to call the shit read. So the book that you read when you're taking a poo. Is that what you mean? I don't know. See, now we're reading deep into this.
The book everybody poops with a... Do you know the weird thing about reading while you doo-doo is that you kind of forget that you're doo-dooing after a while because you're so engrossed in the book... Do you know what I mean? And
you're
you don't realize.
What you're doing.
Yeah. So like an hour and a half later, when the shit is like, bruv, the shit is like,
no.
First of all, the shit is in the toilet, like,
no.
Bruv, first of all, can you wipe your ass? That shit's dried up. First of all, that shit's dried up. Bruv, I'm drowning. If you're going to kill me, I beg you, flush me down. But
this is cruelty.
And also, it looks like you might have hemorrhoids might be starting up.
No, No,
but you don't see how I'm doing the doo-doos all because it's like, bruv.
No, stop. Shout out to Tim Joshua locked into the show. That wasn't linked to the poop or anything like that either. I'm just like trying to chase the subject, and we know how aggy Tim Joshua can get. If you're not familiar, listen back to last week's show. Mm-hmm. You don't want to get on the wrong side of Tim Joshua. Yeah. Shout out to Q Rock locked into the show too.
Yes, shout out to my brother Q Rock locked in. Of course. Is he at work? Are you still at work or you bang down the doors? You're heading home now.
Anyway. Let us know. And you hit us up with your answers to Mice's investigation this week.
Yes. And the investigation is, what surprise gift do you hope Obama left for Trump in the White House? Hit us up. hiphop@fubarradio.com, @FubarRadio on the Twitter machine, or @DJSarahLove or @MiceDiggy. What we got for them next is...
We're going to play you something brand new from Great Gatecrashers. And coming up right up next after this, we have our exclusive interview with the one and only Guilty Simpson. Do not move a muscle. Yeah. This is FUBAR Radio.
You will never find... the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Yeah.
Yeah, check it.
Are you ready?
It's like, fuck rapping. I'd rather do a podcast. Oxymoron like I'm chilling in the hot bar. Hip hop's got jacked and now it's not our circle of friends and it's covered by some rock stars. The whole scene is bullshit. I said it. Clicky, clicky, pally, pally. Yep, it's perfect. 50% of your listeners think I'm talking shit. The other 50% only wish that they thought of it. Crippled for life should have come with a walking stick. So unfortunate how you got an awkward grip. You can spit, but you ain't got the bullshit bit. In other words, I guess it's just a bunch of losers. Just one word, boy, he's biased. G-Bang of us still remains one of the finest. You know what I'm saying, boy, you know you can't deny us. We make it all stupid on the mic, no excuses. Yeah. G-Bang, you love.
Like I'm rushing off a couple of pills. Said I'm happy when I'm grabbing the pen. Rather be a fan that Maggie was dead. Chatting sad cause I'm lagging again. When I'm working I'm far from the manager's plan. Think of smashing her head when I turn up madly. Hanging. See my face look hurt, so I'm mad stay. My job shit, what's the perks? Nah, that's great. Speak to kids, fuck work, son, tag trains. Rack paint, rack beer, get shit face, piss take. Flip breaks, make shitty mixtapes. Spit bars, live large, give no fuck. Spend all your money on the new big toe stuff.
Yeah, I'm like a pasta base, swing like Cassius Clay, crash the gates, dash the J, I'll be lacerating faces if they're acting waste. Strap the strain, catch the clan flowing like acid rain, tag the train, jazz remains alive, hear the sax delay. The bong pack, green and sticky like a snot rag, hot tracks, courtesy of Beast, Rocks and Chop Cat. G to the bag, Toastini the man, eating tzatziki with the freaky nicky bitch from Japan. What? Chicks are amazed with the flame that we bring to the page. Like they saw a flaming wooden model of Nicolas Cage. Pissed in the rave, not bothered what you mugs think. Ripping blunt skin to blowing chunks up in your dustbin. Respect the fly shit, lower your prices. I pie split finesies for each one of my sidekicks. Hybrid tie stick, fried fish with a lime twist. Cause that's just how us gate crasher types live.
This is solid product, like by cars bubbling up. Got your whole squad looking to dust. Common as muck, drunk, sat on the bus. Telling random passengers how I'm down on my luck. A real stick of the dumb, no fingers in the pie, but I'm grabbing a chunk. Swinging a punch, while it's been ridiculous junk. Make them wonder why they bother like they're working for crumbs. As I look to the sun, trying to understand life and the man I've become. Like deciphering riddles encrypted in songs. While the pen stroke the pad with a vigorous touch. Got this game like your weak will under my thumb. If I'm this Brock at 30 then I'm dabbling drugs. What an outstanding plan, I should have done it from young. And had more than just a couple copper pennies to rob, huh?
If you think this has a happy ending, you haven't been paying attention.
That was brand new Gatecrashers. 2, 3, break! That's off their forthcoming debut album, Uninvited. It's dropping soon on Revorg Records. And it's going to be available on 12-inch vinyl and digital download too. So go support nice, that. We had Gatecrashers up on this show.
They
so
came and terrorised
they
the
came and tore
mic,
it up.
Right?
So I'm looking forward to having them back as well when the album drops too. Or maybe even sooner. Who knows? And if you've missed that or any of our past interviews or guests or music that we've played, definitely hit up foodbarradio.com/shows/ slash hip hop, because there are some crazy guests on there, including Big Daddy Kane, Chuck D, Ghostface Killer, Raekwon. Mm. You know,
styling on them, Sarah. Slow down, Sarah. They might start hating on us. Slow down, though. They might start hating on us. You know what I mean? This is how we do it here at Fruit Bar Radio on the Hip Hop Show, each and every Monday from 4 to 6 p.m. GMT for you mother lovers.
And this week is no different, because every time like hip hop is in town, I mean, hip hop in the UK is holding it down from time almost as long as hip hop has been alive, you know. And we're always making sure we're representing you guys. The show is all about you. But every time like someone dope comes into town from the States or elsewhere, you know, I think it's important that if we can, we get to talk to them and we bring that conversation to you. So last month, just before like we ran off to do our Christmas madness and everything, we had the pleasure of having a live show from the one and only Guilty Simpson straight from Detroit. Now, for me, I feel like Guilty Simpson's one of these names that's really kind of made a storm in like the last few years in hip hop, of the fresh talent coming through. What do you reckon, Mize?
For me, man, when he came out, it was just like, oh, this is, you know, he filled a gap, I believe, where it's like hip hop is still raw, still street, but still lyrical.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the only other person I can think, well, there's a few others, but Sean Price was another guy who had that as well, where it's like you believed he came from where he said he was coming from, but he was still funny, he was still witty, and he was still hip hop. He didn't feel that he had to do what all the kids are doing just because they're doing it. He was living off of it and selling verses left, right, and center, dropping albums and mixtapes nonstop. And so Guilty was like the Detroit version in a way, you know, where it's like the guy's witty, he's funny, he's mad street, but he's hip hop.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
That unapologetic hip hop that I love and I'm so proud of. So, you know, and I'm a fan of his music. I've been supporting his music from day. He's collaborated with so many artists that, you know, I admire too. So I'm as excited to get a chance to meet the dude and see him live for the first time. He was performing at Echoes. Shout out to everyone who was up there as well supporting. You had Mr. Thing on the turntables too. I got to catch up with him after the show, and we're going to get into that interview for you right now. This is Hip Hop. Hit us up on the email, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Remember, still to come, we're going to be getting into our open mic as well, because we bring you all that goodness every week. But this is Guilty Simpson chatting to me in London.
Just had a dope show. The energy was crazy. Was a small but mighty crowd. I just usually have a good time when I'm in London, so I was just happy to get back out here and perform.
Yes, and what's new then in the world of Guilty Simpson?
I'm working on a couple of projects right now. A project with Man Bite Dog, a label out of New York City. Rock Marciano is the president. So we're actually crafting an album right now, and I look forward to giving it to the people in 17.
What, you and Rock Marciano?
Well, he's the executive producer of the record, and we're just kind of like taking beats. He will be featured on the record, though. There'll be quite a few great features on there.
Who's going to be handling production?
A little bit of everybody. I have Bronze Nazareth. Rock Marciano will be on the project. I'll have Oh No on the project. And I'm just taking beats. And really, right now, I'm trying to not attach myself to names. More of just the sound. If it's the sound that I need, then I'm willing to give whoever the opportunity, whether it's a known name or, you know, just a local producer.
Yeah, because I would say Guilty Simpson has a very distinctive sound. You know, it's quite a nostalgic sound as well.
Right, yeah. I try to do something that I feel more or less than what people kind of expect me to do. And like I said, usually I've been able to attach myself to one producer and get a project done. But this one, we decided to take something from a bunch of producers, and it'll be a lot of representation from, you know, not as well-known names, but I think the sound competes very well with previous songs I did.
How significant is Detroit to your agenda as an artist?
I miss everything. Just me being aware of the opportunity that I have, other people that were very talented as well that didn't have those opportunities from the city, it kind of brings a humbling kind of effect to me, because I understand that I could have easily been those people. It makes you appreciate the opportunity you have, and, you know, go harder. And, you know, that's what I've been doing. So Detroit is very prevalent in everything that I do, whether it's music or, you know, not music, everything.
Who are some of your favorite artists out of Detroit? I'm talking hip hop and non-hip hop too, because to me it's like off the wall when you look at the music history of that
city. Right. Well, I guess if I went old school, you know what I'm saying, I was a big fan of everything Motown. Of course, I grew up on that. But as far as hip-hop, J Dilla, Black Milk, we have a new guy named Nolan the Ninja that came out recently, A-Minus, Mod. It's very much... The talent is very present in Detroit right now. It's a lot of young guys that's really doing their thing. If you kind of want to branch out, big fan of Moody Man with the techno. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? People like that, Wine Shannon. There's been a lot of people in Detroit. And we have, like I said, we have so many different layers of sound, whether it's soul music, whether it's techno, whether it's hip-hop, anything. I feel like we have a gumbo of talent. And, you know, the world recognizes that. Maybe not on the large scale that some other cities get recognized, but when it's all said and done, our history will be represented well, and I'm confident in that.
Yeah, it's crazy, from rock music to funk music. What is it that sets Detroit apart from other American cities? Like, why has it got such a unique cultural movement?
I just think the obstacles to set up in Detroit, it's a blue collar city. So no matter your race or your background, chances are in order to earn money in Detroit, you have to get your hands dirty. And I think with that work ethic comes a common, not necessarily a sound, but a common struggle. And people can understand that and relate to it, you know, and I don't necessarily like to equate it with necessarily race, even though I'm well aware that certain races have it a lot harder than others. You still have to have a certain kind of skill set to even survive in that area. You have to be aware of certain things and respect and take notice of it, or the circumstances will take advantage of you. So I think that's the common denominator when you go with Jack White and the Red Stripes, or you know any of these people, you know what I'm saying, that you know, from the different genres besides hip-hop, that can relate to just being a Detroit, or you know, Detroit area type of person.
I was a real big fan of the Random Acts Project. And, you know, to me, one of the reasons I was such a big fan of it is because there's so much emphasis on solo acts nowadays in hip-hop. And so it was just nice to see a group outfit happening.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I feel the same way. I just thought it was dope. Just like you said, we were all separate artists, so we could break apart and do things. And by us having Black Milk, we had an in-house producer. And, you know, I just really feel like we were just scratching the surface before Sean P passed. You know, God bless the dead. You know what I'm saying? We miss him every day. But we were just really scratching the surface on what we were going to do. As far as the group was concerned, we were working on our second project when he passed. So, you know, shout out to his family. And what we'll do is we'll just continue to keep his music alive through us and, you know, any vehicle that they choose to spread the word. You know, I just support it, you know. But, yeah, it's kind of a fresh wound when we talk about Random Acts. But, yeah, Sean P is one of a kind and will forever be missed.
I'm saying, yeah, it's hip-hop standing out. Black Milk just gave that itch mouth to mouth. Brought it back to life out the hospital ill. The industry owe me got hospital bills. Or I can take it hostage in a fast minnow. Hip-hop's like hostile, these three killers. From the rhymes to the weight, I ain't gon' say. Just buy the CD like Diddy's and press play. Wanna play, I checkmate your chess game. Got a game that I aim at your chess frame. The only reason why I do this hip-hop is it's easy, I got it in Zen, hip-hop sick, wheezing, gasping for air, not breathing. Sean P, Milk, and Guilt, the playing field's not even. Call a dream team, call every, it don't matter. Dog, it's a slaughter already, let's go.
We yeah. On some monster sticks.
Don't trip.
Son, you got a problem with
this surf sick.
You should call it quits.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's on some monster sticks.
Say you on full ruckus. Stiff coke and punch into the school buses. Fifth smoking, crunching into Duke Duchess. If broke, she freaking, I'll do nothing.
optic. Hand me the bottle, I bust his head. Intel and Allah, Sammy Gravano. Glass cut him down, really heavy to hollow. Kill him now, the wife, kid, and the nanny tomorrow. Hustle bread like T.I. Allegedly, his team got the C.I. Got my background checking my crew. Funny fucking schmuck, I guess this next scared is for you. I am the bigger, the litter. You are a bitch, get hit and start snitching on Twitter. Tweeting D, tweeting dubs, and when you see me, you better have your gun. And
we on some monster bitch.
Don't trip,
son, you got a problem with.
It's so thick,
you should call it quits.
Yeah,
my niggas on some monster bitch.
We go,
What? But can't be serious, man. Listen. Ayo, my food sits well, but my gun's bulimic. Watch what happens, I'm about to beat it. My car's in effects, dog claws in your neck. Walk tall with a tech, palm marking offsets till you talk with respect. You wax CD, I'ma pause and eject. I'm ready for war, make the call, I collect. The Fetty and more, I got your arms in the freezer and your head in the drawer. Call me crazy, bonkers maybe. I smack the dude up and stomp his lady. I'm beastly, I better have monster babies with teeth already to chomp on prey. Let's work, I'm on call all day. Stop moving, but still ball all day. With your baby mama in the mall all day. And the catch is your bra's gon' pay.
We on some monster.
Don't trip,
son, you got a problem with.
It's so thick,
you should call it quits.
Yeah.
We on some monster.
We go.
What's going to be next for Guilty Simpson? What should we all be looking out for?
I've been talking to Apollo Brown, possibly a Dice game too. I've been talking to Madlib, possibly OJ Simpson too. But in the meantime, I'm going to do the project with Man Bites Dog. I got that. That's already in motion. I'm already probably like 60% done with it. So when I get home, I'll be able to wrap that up. And, you know, hopefully hold the people over until, you know, I make one of these one producer collabs happen. So, you know, yeah, that's my next step. Just promise to put out music, you know, music that I stand by, you know, as opposed to chasing the trends and the fads. You know, I will definitely stay true to the vest of what I think is dope and continue to put out good music.
How do you feel about politically what's going on in the States at the moment?
I think it's a big theater. I think it's a lot of the stuff that's happening, people are saying now, was kind of like predetermined. If you kind of do your research, the Clintons and Trump weren't even enemies like that, you know, not too long ago. So I don't really know how much value to put in it, you know what I'm saying? I just think that Trump was lucky enough to win a campaign against someone that people determined wasn't trustworthy herself, and I think that's one of the biggest things that might have played into it. But at the same time, when you have electoral votes and certain votes that mean more than other ones, you know, the woman won by over 2 million votes, you know, so when you kind of put that in perspective, to realize that 2 million votes more than him wasn't enough to win, then that's when you have a better understanding of just predetermined, you know what I'm saying?
Designed by Cassius Clay to cripple every fight the living today.
Check. We got that swing, staring at a king. Bow kiss the ring, rise of the cream. Straight to the top, we go to extreme. Sis can't sleep, I'm in my ex's dreams. Spin nice, yeah, extra mean. Check the team, you must be on lean. Peyote, heroin, and mescalines. Oh, you're the best, I'll test the thing. Oh, you're the best, I rep the mean. Motor City streets, bloodshed supreme. Broke bread and scheme, coke heads and fiends. Broke ribs and springs, dope triple beans. All they know is green, Mac 10 machines, crack beans with cream, black men and queens, packed in the scene, black
esteem. Yeah.
We can really go all the way back to Africa and really lay something on you. Because you people ain't really getting young people no credit deep in these days of whatever we into, what we've been talking about all this time.
I mean, if law was power, we rule the world.
Yeah. Used to be plenty, nowadays seem like you can't get any. And if you do, then here comes envy. When I was young, I fell in quickly. Real dumb, then I got numb. Wasn't for me, ignoring the same chicks, ignoring me. Didn't care much for authority, cause still the crew had love and loyalty. And that meant more to me, all equals and moved accordingly. Fam, till the wheels fall off, even when it still go off like royalty. Young kings with a distinct love, but life in young queens too. If not, we keep pushing, why waste time and keep looking? Say watch for the serpents, they're in the background lurking, claim to have love, but when you're down on your luck, them same cats smirking, loving that you're hurting, troubled and uncertain, see you in person, it's all cool, but when you leave, they call you, everything under the sun, except a child of God, and talk rude, it's no
love.
Things have changed, when familiar faces don't seem the same, giving off bad energy. No loss, but you did it all in vain. Still living, still you at a standstill. Still getting mad that I'm pulling paper. Friends no more, that's why I say later.
Those tracks you just heard, that was Letting Off Steam and Love, and before that played you Random Acts, Monster Babies. That was the group that Guilty Simpson was in alongside Black Milk on production and Sean Price. Rest in peace. Mm. Yes, and if you missed any of that interview we just brought you right there with Guilty Simpson, definitely check it out at foobarradio.com/shows/hip-hop.
You're dead. Right.
We need to practice some harmonies.
Yeah, it's true, you know. Sarah can sing. Don't be fooled by her, the famous ass shit that she does. She can actually sing for real. Like, she's a real singer. She taught me my best ever warm up. You probably don't remember that warm up you taught me.
Which was?
35-45 years ago.
Which one was that?
The one where you do that, you go, ah.
Oh, yes.
Breathe, and you was like, make sure the air goes all the way down to your knees. I was like, what the fuck is she talking about, down to your knees? But I use, and then like, do it about three times. I use that all the time, yeah. And it's like, bam, perfect.
Yeah,
I've been spreading that, you know
that
what I mean?
Knowledge.
Yeah, I've been spreading that knowledge. Shout out to Suffer, Hilltop Hoods. Like, I taught them a lot about that shit.
Oh.
And then we ended up doing a track called Trade Secrets.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, not off the back of that, but it was like, he's like, oh, maybe we should do a tune called Trade Secret. And that's how we.
That really did touch my heart.
Shout out to Mama Mice, boy. She's been, you know what I mean? Mama Mice is on some famous ass shit now,
yeah.
Boy. Working in safe streets.
Oh.
She's loving it.
You need to get her t shirt hooked
She's
up.
She's like,
or
yeah, I got to get her. It really did touch my heart t shirt. I'm going to get one
drop.
Made. Yeah.
We need that drop for real. We do, honestly. This is hip hop. We're taking care of you until 6 p.m. Still to come, we've got our infamous open mic on the way.
Woo!
With a gang of dope MCs in the house already. So
as
don't.
Always.
Move a muscle. Okay, first let's pay some bills and then we're gonna get into that freshness for you. This is Hip Hop is FUBAR.
FUBAR Radio presents
Hey Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Wrestle Kicks.
So this man from Singapore has revealed that he married his pet snake because it looked like his dead girlfriend. Now wherever he goes, the pet snake is by his side. His neighbours call him the man with the snake.
Inventive. Very creative.
Didn't even capitalise the thing. You can't even make a film about this guy. He's screwing. He's just the man with the snake.
Kind of peek on every other person who owns a snake. Like, like any, it could be anything. Like, yeah. You're forever now known as the man wears the jumper. I wear jumpers. Like, no, sure. No, I coined it.
Every Wednesday.
Hayden Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
We can bring the crowd together. Hey. We can rock a fella and can make him dance like fella. We're raining down the metaphors, you better bring umbrellas. Cause I'm trying to get my shows, I want more spots, I'm Cruella. Them man them think they're clever, should be paid as a presenter. They don't live in the favela, but they're begging this endeavor. Hey. Pumping for the cheddar, use a cutting like a shredder. But the greedy's in the center, got no sense whatsoever. These bars are from the underground, was locked up in the cellar. But now we're trying to get them free, like say they're Mandela. Bringing healing to your lips, you can call this Bongella. Bringing flavor to your ear, Craig Mack and salt and pepper. Off a change like a bender, some are fighting to be slender. They're still closing youth centers, seems we're missing the agenda. But while on this adventure, I can drop a verse whenever. Like Nas and Mr. Marley mixing styles as we enter.
I've been out writing bars all night, and I'm fighting off negative thoughts like,
yeah, it's been a little while, you might have stage fright. If you're the voice of the prince, where's your invite?
Buckle up, man, see takes flight. I'm about to rock it through the streets through a soundbite.
Sharing poetry, emotions, so sit tight, cause this is the beat of life. Yo, so look, we've heard your lies already. It's all fiction like a fairy tale. It's new ting on your telly, on your JB's, on your celly. Hey. Me and Baker Aaron come like Timbaland and Nelly. More like Timbo and Miss Ellie. Heat it up and make you sweaty. But maybe they're not ready, because hearing truth is heavy. Controversy by Latelli. Still, my crew is rocking steady. Used to buy my shoes in Shelly's down in Oxford Street near Henny's. Now I'm coming to America like Hakim and Eddie. These streets are getting grimy. You can ask Jamie and Skeppy. Man are dribbling for money and their name's not even messy. In the past, I was unsteady. On the mic, I am a vetty. Wanna beef me, turn a veggie. Now the mainstream won't accept me. Yeah, them people might reject me, but I'll drop this like confetti. The truth cuts through like a machete. Wanna know about the deeper things and come and get me. Break this down like the dance, keep it popping like a belly. I'm ready.
I've been out writing bars all night, and I'm fighting off negative thoughts like,
yeah, it's been a little while, you might have stage fright. If you're the voice of the Brits, where's your invite?
Buckle up, man, see takes flight. I'm about to rock it through the streets, through a soundbite.
Sharing poetry, emotions, so sit tight, cause it's a piece of life. Look. Look, we're deading off the beat like a fight stopped by the deputy. When I was in school, I would put everybody secondary. Telling white lies, but it's damaging my ebony. Hitting 17 and someone needs to pay the penalty. Arsenal and misdemeanors hit me like I'm Kennedy. Didn't grow up eating breakfast, now I got the recipe. These words are even healthier than if you're eating celery. Every syllable is medicine, that eternal remedy. Never a statistic, pull the plug on it or austerity. Left you waiting like a clinic, let this music be your therapy. I used to do contemporary, I'm still dancing on the melody. Murder on the dance floor, my bars on my weaponry. Don't read the Daily Mail, that's like the poor man's enemy. We give words of integrity while they incite jealousy. This is musical chemistry, substance present heavily. Legacy, trying to move the crowd like telepathy.
I've been out writing bars all night, and I'm fighting off negative thoughts like,
yeah, it's been a little while, you might have stage fright. If you're the voice of the Brits, where's your invite?
Buckle up, man's team takes flight. I'm about to rock it through the streets, through a soundbite.
Sharing poetry, emotions, so sit tight, cause it's a decent life. Yeah, it's been a little while, you might have stage fright. If you're the voice of the Brits, where's your invite?
Buckle up, man, this team takes flight. I'm about to rock you through the streets, through a soundbite.
Sharing poetry, emotions, so sit tight, cause it's a beat of life.
That last track, courtesy of the lovely Iseta Sheriff, formerly known.
Iseta Sheriff, but I did not. I always wanted to say that. I didn't get to say it while she was here.
You
but
don't say it to her face.
I would have, because I thought it reminds me of something, and then like I realised when I listened to you lot's show with when you when she guested with you.
Yeah.
Iseta Sheriff, but I did not set the deputy. No. I don't even know what that means, but it just sounds cool when you sing it.
No, but I did not kill the deputy is the lyric. Yeah, but.
Wait, I was trying to work out what the fuck to say after but it didn't work out. Yeah.
But yeah, no, anyway. That track is called Moving On. It's from her brand new album, which is also called Issa to Sheriff. It's out now.
Issa to Sheriff.
Yeah, now let's make that a rule every time we say her name on the show, we say it like that. You definitely listen back to when she was on the show ripping up the open mic for us. foodbarradio.com/shows/hiphop is the place to go. And we're about to get into another fire open mic with this week's guests. And we were meant to have four MCs, but we have three.
We ain't got to worry about that because we got these three fire MCs. We got Outs, Hype Man Sage, and Namesakes.
What's crack-a-lacking?
I nearly called you by your real name, you see. That's what I told you. Tell me the rap name.
Yeah. We nearly exposed you.
I got multiple names, man.
Talking to the mic.
Yeah, make sure you're staying close to the mic.
I got multiple names, man. It's all good.
Namesake, where are you from?
I'm from a small little stain, 40 miles southwest of Birmingham, called Kidderminster, affectionately known as K-Town.
K-Town. It's
affectionately known as the perpetual K-hole.
I like the way, did you say affectionately?
That sounds like my neck of the room.
So people like, affectionately, like, they pet you and say, oh, you from the K-hole?
I need to come around your way.
The K-hole. Mate, you're more than welcome, mate.
Have you, like, can I ask seriously, have you exited the K-hole yet? Like, are you still in that K-hole
mate,
now?
I'm well out of the K-hole. Like, I've been down in Eastlington for a good few hours now, taking it all in, so I'm good. I'm ready. I'm in the zone, man. I'm good. Happy to be here.
We appreciate you coming here, man.
That's good, man.
So how do you say it? Kitteringston.
Kidderminster.
Kidderminster. I remember that shit, man.
K-Town, son.
We're well travelled out here when it comes to the hip-hop show on Food Bar Radio. Outs, what are you saying? Where are you from?
Bromley.
Stay close to the microphone.
Oh, sorry. Bromley, like Orpington, so like Kent. But not really like Kent, but kind of like almost southeast, but not really. Kind of like.
Kind of, I get what
you're
saying.
Not too country, but
into
not
the
too
mic.
Like. Sorry. But not too country, but like not too like. You know, like, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, not too city, not too country.
Yeah, like in between.
Like Deliverance, the eight back. Like Deliverance.
I think that's actually. That's a good balance there, do you know what I mean? Like when people. If you're too city, you go to the country, the air fucks you up. There's too much oxygen out there. If you're too, you know what I mean, too country, you go into the city, you get cancer straight away. Do you know what I mean? Lung cancer, some shit. AIDS, I don't know,
toxic
something fucks
city.
Up. Yeah,
but I'll when
you...
Well,
you hear about that toxic, that like in Independent? It's like all the toxic air or something
that
they're warning
crazy.
People of in London.
What, they're only warning people now?
Bro, like, I'm infected already. I should have worn a mask, but, you know, NF Doom style, you know what I mean?
Honestly,
it's
going to get,
side,
like,
man.
China out here. Because they say that it's like...
China.
It is, no, because you see how we used to have a smog in London in the 30s and 40s, but you could see that it was polluted, but now it's just as polluted as it was then, but it's just the particles you can't see, so we're all like, oh yeah, it's a lovely
day,
like
it's all
fine.
Like some X-Men ooze particles where it's like, hey, let me just disappear and they won't know I'm here.
Exactly.
I think what
that
it is more so
science explanation,
I think we're just used to it. I think we're used to
all
this. I was
going to say, used to be smoggy. My voice dropped a couple octaves lower since I've been here. Like, I've been hanging some mad smog.
So see, there's me thinking you're in the K-hole. That's what it is.
Mate, I'm hacking the ball sort of ish over here, man. Black, blue, all the colours of the rainbow.
That's crazy, man. Right. So, Bromley, Outs, what are you working on at the moment? You got like a...
I've got a website, outsonline.com. I put a free EP on that. So it's like a concept EP.
Mm.
It's like a sort of like...
What concept?
Like, basically, it's kind of complicated, but like someone listens to like a cassette tape and then they get taken into like an alternate universe and like they reflect on their real life and they come back into real life and try and be a better person and all that. It's all produced by me.
Serious?
Yeah, man.
You produce as well?
Yeah. I produce all my songs. So like you can check it out on my website, outsonline.com. Two S's. Don't forget the two S's.
This guy knows what he's doing right here. Over to my man, Hype Man Sage. What's going on, bro? I ain't seen you in a minute.
Yeah, long time, fam. How you doing?
How you been, man?
I've been good, man. I'm still here.
Yes, Hype Man Sage, a very hard-working guy, man. I always see him left, right. Sometimes he's in a suit performing for somebody.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes he's riding on an elephant or some shit. He's always got some. Yeah, this guy's a busy guy, man. What you been up to lately?
What have I been up to lately? Just about finished a solo EP, which I'm going to put out this year.
Wicked.
Which would be interesting. Got it all finished and finalized. Just working on a
What's
few music
called?
Videos. I'm going to call it The Motion is Forward. Because it is.
Mm. Always.
Hey, that was
Perpetually.
Is
that the word you used earlier? Perpetually.
It was a long word,
anyway.
Yeah, it was all right. I'm not that
good at anything literature. With more than two syllables for me is
you've
a
lost me.
Large word.
No, see, I know that's a lie.
Yeah, well, you know. Well, this is, I have to put it out there in case people think I'm smarter than I really am. See how you fuck with people. Donald Trump, bruv.
Yeah! He's the master of that art form.
Donald Trump.
It's all about playing it dumb. Anyway.
So, who produced the EP?
So, that EP was produced by a very talented gentleman called Adrian Firth. He's a bit of a legend, actually. He used to produce for Jest, Anna Capono, and Stick the Dump. And
what's his name? Adrian
Firth. He's not even like a in-your-face kind of producer. He's just a creative. He's a really nice, friendly guy.
In the shadows kind of thing.
Yeah, just he kind of makes beats as a side thing, and right, but the beat is fire, bro.
Just mean fire. So
I dare know what he does for his main thing.
How did it come about then that you met up with him?
He just added me on Twitter one day, and just by chance, I was like, you know what, let me check this one person out that I don't often do. And went on his SoundCloud. He had like 126 followers, and bro, his beats were sick.
Wow! Just
like, how the fuck have you?
That's the beauty of the internet now, isn't it? Though you can meet you like. How else would you have met that guy?
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean? And but now you could go on the internet and like, you know what? I don't even need to talk shit with him. And like, he might, if you'd have bumped into him at a club somewhere and he's all drinking, and you might have thought, oh, here we go. Da, da, da. Yeah. But then you did the investigating, go onto his, you're like, right, man, I ain't really got no followers, but let me just click the beats anyway. Do you know what I mean? And then you're like, oh shit, and now you've got an EP together. Yeah. So when is it coming out? The motion is forward.
I don't really know yet, because I'm very consumed with the next Subculture Sage body of work, which is another thing I do. So myself, Highman Sage, and Subculture Sounds are Subculture Sage. We really stretched it with the name there.
See, told you he's busy.
That
man.
Was a good political answer to not knowing when his record was coming out. It's like, I don't actually know.
I'm doing some other shit, bro. But look at this other shit that I'm doing that you might not never know about.
So the next Subculture Sage release, we'll be putting out a single to warm everybody, because we've been asleep. We haven't been asleep, but we haven't been making any noise outside of the studio for a while. We've been working on work. So that's going to come out in March. We're just tidying up the video, getting it all mixed and mastered. That's a single, which is going to lead us up to our summertime EP called the Take 3 EP. So that's all coming up.
Fam, so you got a lot going on. It's good as well. And he's planned ahead. Like, this, I'm going to take my break here. So I've got to make sure that. So in terms of like being an indie artist, like, you know, we're all independent artists here doing our best to like make something of it. How are you finding it like now in terms of we've had how many years of Twitter and everybody, you know, Facebook is kind of the internet now, isn't it? It's not just
it's the news,
going on.
It's the internet.
And how are you finding it now as an indie artist? You know, we've left the MySpace days, mate. Will you still add me on MySpace? Leave a comment.
Now
and then. Now still my top eight, bro.
Bro, without MySpace.
Sarah, you will always be in my top eight on MySpace. So regardless of how
I
dust off the cobwebs.
That's why I'm still in the top eight.
They've worked out the kinks now, haven't they? Like, they've got it down. They sold it on to whoever.
On MySpace, you say?
All of it.
All
the social networking.
Send me a message on MySpace.
It's all the times now, you know.
If anyone in here can remember their MySpace password, I'll give you a
shout
text draw.
Right,
you get a £5 draw from Reggie up
the
road.
The problem is when they make you renew your password, and then you forget your old password because it's all other things' passwords, and then you get lost in a sea of passwords. You need a book just for your password.
Yeah, you need a password for like.
Password book.
Yeah. Namesakes. What are you saying about MySpace?
Just, I can't even remember my Facebook password, let alone my MySpace or my SoundCloud or my Hotmail or just a long list of
Instagram.
That's why I have to keep changing my name so much, man, because I have to keep doing new emails and all that. Like, I just can't
follow
it. Namesakes, Fragalicious, Frankie Namasaki, there's all sorts going down.
How the hell do you remember all those names, man?
I remember the names, but the passwords. Like,
yeah, it's the, you know, you for think real though. Passwords can mess you. Like, there's times when you're like, "Yo, I'm my life." You know, you always have a moment where, "What the fuck am I doing with my life?" When you know, like 20 times you put, you're like, "Right, I can't remember how to get into my Gmail shit. What the fuck is going on with my life right now?" Have you ever been there? No.
All right.
Yo, sometimes I'm like, "Yo, what the fuck is my password with this shit?"
Thanks God for
it starts messing with you eternally. You start feeling, you know what I mean?
Start reflecting.
Yeah, my self-esteem gets a bit lower.
I can't remember my own password. Oh my God.
You know what I mean? And you know, like, it's always like, yeah, do you want to,
that's the cash.
Forgot your password. And, fuck you, man. I know my shit.
I'm on top of this.
Yeah.
And then in the end, like, they give you three go. And then it's when the clock starts ticking. Yeah,
everyone, like, you've got three more goals.
That's
like,
where the beat
of
sweat. I'm there sweating like, yo, all right, I'm fucking up here. I already tried. Did I try that one? Let me try uppercase.
No, I don't need to.
Oh, no. You know what, yeah. Uppercase or lowercase? Yo, am I putting in my Twitter password in my fucking Instagram?
Let me have the number.
You know what, yeah. Just send me a pigeon, yeah. Just send me a pigeon. Like, screw all this. Just send me a pigeon.
Carry a pigeon.
Put a little message to it. You know, I'll give him my address, hit me Frankie Namasaki on Facebook, give him my address, send me a pigeon, we can make it happen. Drop a little CD with beats to his leg, man, we can make it work, we can pigeons, work something out, man.
You can make a good point, because there are a lot of pigeons out here that we could probably make use of.
And
no?
I've seen hundreds of stuff right here, man.
Pigeons are so ignored, man, there's so much of them, know what I mean?
It's a big unfound resource, man.
Yeah.
Pigeon awareness.
Pigeon soup, you know what I mean? Pigeons lives matter. This time, we could give them work. It's like, yo, bro, I see you've
and
been hanging out
lazy
here.
Pigeons,
you know, you
out
see
there.
That pigeon and it's limping. You're like, right, that pigeon looks fucked up right
those
now.
Those pigeons
still fly,
the job centre.
The pigeon can still fly, yeah. So no matter how much you look down on the pigeon, it ain't got all his toes. It might be hobbling about. That shit can do way more than we could, because we got to book a flight to do that shit.
Mate,
so
I buckle my toe. I'm out for an afternoon. Like, huh? Yeah. I buckle my toe. I'm out for an afternoon. Yeah. Those pigeons ain't got no toes. They be rolling around all day.
Yeah, yeah. They're like bruv, if you got any food,
they
like,
put
don't
in
watch the, don't watch the toes, yeah. Anyway, yo. Anyway, we got more important things to do right about now, which is like go into the open mic. Are we gonna play a tune first?
I think she play a tune first. Make sure all right, that
let you look warm up. We've warmed up the vocals, yeah. If you need to do any stretches,
cool.
You know what I mean? We got me and Sarah some got yoga. A special warm up thing. You got
nice.
Get involved.
Nice.
In.
I like yoga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
You just thought that was the right thing to say. This is Food Bar Radio, and we're discussing passwords right here, so you can hit us up on Twitter.
Passwords and pigeons.
Food Bar Radio and let us know your take on things. But hold tight, we're going to be getting into this open mic in one hot second. It's myself, Sarah Love, and my Sticky.
Yeah, it's the old man rapper, Blades of Pain. Check it.
Build the flames coming out, the wild storms are contained. Yeah. Many forms with no names, many brains can't explain. The complex nature of this beast deep inside, venomous demon of danger. Coming from the dark side, I'm the old man Logan. I dethroned the shogun, I killed every single one of the 47 Ronin. The blood courses deep to give me biblical powers, to give me superhuman strength so I can kill for hours. The blades are getting sharper as I'm getting older. The bitterness inside makes the steel feel colder. Cause yeah. The bloodlust was hungry, I kept on killing. Some people called me the hero, others called me the villain. I destroyed dynasties and went on killing sprees. I made sure my enemies were brought down to their knees. I pillaged their villages, burned the rice in their stillages. The history books made it clear who the killers is. The rage that was caged deep inside with the blades. When the bloodlust was boiling, I could rampage for days. All I see through the haze, many ways of filling graves. I killed the king and his slaves and all his army of braves. The ground was flooded with claret, the flesh was deep in the mud. The rivers run dark as they turn red with the blood. These claws that have claimed too many lives to explain. Too many people have felt the violent vengeance of pain. Are progressing, this cold soldier's still deadly. Guarantee if you met me, you'll never forget me. It was a cold dark night when this killer was born. Pure satanical spawn, 3 hours before dawn. Before the sun blessed the morn, before the day kissed the sky. In the blackness of midnight, this evil villain would rise. I'm the old soldier, same cold as the cobra. The chip on my shoulder makes the venom feel colder. But don't let that fool you, cause this old cat's a killer. I terrorize gorillas through the jungles of Manila. Check the scars of my skin from the wars I've engaged in. My Wolverine spirit spirit blazing, blades are amazing. The steel in my palm is like a biblical psalm. It's like the sickle of death, the cold life taking charm. I'll kill your whole squad, your cold corpse go to God. The devil don't want you cause he won't deal with frauds. Your story turns to dust but my steel will never rust. The 40 kilograms of adamantium is all I trust. For me there's no returning, the fire's always burning. No matter who I kill, yo, I still feel the yearning. I just can't control when this behemoth will unfold. The darkness more twisted as I'm getting old. Through the stories people telling of this mythical legend, passed down through the generations from brothers to brethren. Whispers of this terror, people shivered in fear. There was a name no one spoke of, no one wanted to hear. It takes many forms, many guises as it kills, but there's just no escaping the blades of verbal skills. Verbal skills.
Third album out now with production from Apollo Brown, Mr. Green Sultan, Michael Parkinson, dope guest features as well. So check it out and definitely hit up foobarradio.com/hip-hop. Sorry, /shows/hip-hop and listen back to when Verbal Skills was on the show. But right now, we're going to get into this open mic. Are you guys ready to tear it up?
I'm ready.
Bars, bars.
We got them all warmed up. Everybody screamed out their passwords as loud as they could have.
Cuffed up some
Everyone
flames.
Shouted
good,
password at the same
and pigeons.
Time. Yeah, passwords and pigeons.
We're good.
We got DJ Daredevil on the beat. DJ Daredevil, we love you. Get well soon,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, man, get well, DJ Daredevil, man. I'm you know, shocked to hear that, brother.
Let me start it off with a round of Bacardi shots, take it straight to the head like an execution by an army squad. We can't be stopped, we party on, even when the roof is on fire. So forget the booth, forget Charlie Slough. Watch me take it away like someone I confiscated. I couldn't give a shit, it's as if I was constipated. Intoxicated, the grouse got me wasted. Pull a screw face like a wonky facelift. That's why they're probably saying that dude's quite... Oh man.
Name safe in the building,
I can't hear no shit in headphones, man. Turn that to the man. I can't hear nothing, man.
Well, you can't hear yourself.
I can't hear the beat, man.
Bro, I asked you if you could hear anything.
Anyway, mate, it was alright.
Check O-U-T-S-S and I'm freestyle right off the head. Yo, let me just big up all of the guests. Yes, yes, yes. I see things these weaklings can't even imagine. I'm Undertaker when he had that white mask, and I'm ceasing to be the next Houdini. He'll take your money then disappear for no reason. People don't know the meaning behind art. You see, music to them is the fat and the arteries. Most peeps are ass lookers, so it's hard to be R-E-S-P-E-C-T. To anybody struggling, trying to get their money and hustling makes you wonder when shit, I wanna go somewhere, never come back. They're talking out the behind like George Bush when he went for Iraq. Dropping bombs like Tony Blair, make it clap on a snare. I came prepared, yes, I can't turn back. O-U-T-S-S, get it in your head, they're killing my tracks. To use the laugh at me for rhyming like ambition is bad. I'm poetry sad, performing though I suffer with gad. Generalized anxiety while you sit at the back. I'm like a lyrical missile that explodes with no fear. And like the USA, I might wanna destroy careers. You can't come near the level that I'm under, you hear. Put you in a box even though you resemble a sphere. Let me elaborate, you ain't sharp and you haven't got edge. Is it cause you cut corners to try get respect? Words I dissect, creative things you wish that you had. Such a villain with the words, sometimes I wish I meant mad. But my name is out, so O-U-T-S-S a member. Rappers are much and no longer feel like George. I'm a stranger, but says erratic behaviour. Paranoid but I'm clever, you're paranoid cause you smoke weed. And paranoid cause of haters, yeah. I got skills with a pen. Love has beat me up, but I will fight to the end. Yeah, I'll fight to the end, yeah. I got skills with a pen. Love has beat me up, but I'll fight to the end. Gonna spit that shit.
Yeah. Well, I'll say hello and hi with a smile that shines bright like these halogen lights. And if I'm at a party and I'm catching a vibe, well, then I guarantee I'm casually grabbing that mic.
Hold the rain on mic. I didn't need one anyway. My voice box projects sound waves that'll decimate every fake. Leave their heads spinning in a messy state. Leave them cold sagging while I continue to elevate. See a levitating mind state is where your man will find sage. The hook keeps me on some meditative higher plane. So if I'm switching out, you know what I'll be lacking. It's either that or this bread that he needs to smack it. Whatever he throws, no, I'm counteracting. Physical forms of language, all damage MCs and even ego straight shattered. Cause most these whack rappers, well, they're at some interjunction. They think they on point, but really missing something. They might have financial back in a big production, but without soul, they're hitting nothing. I kick back and sling a chat at you to flip you backwards. You'll think I'll be speaking a different language, but rewind and replay, just think. Clock what you don't understand might be the only thing that matters. So be open-minded. You ain't gonna clock no answers if you're scared of where you find them. Your internal is your external, that's what's frightening. More a piece you want inside them or outside you feel enlightened. Which leaves me as your hype man, your local London messenger. Organic, purebred, never be no replica. Babylon try keep you blind right today at bed. You know have to always question everything regardless what they're telling ya.
Let me start it off like yo. Let me start it off with a round of Bacardi shots, taken straight to the head like an execution from an army squad. We can't be stopped, we party on, even when the roof is on fire. So forget the booth, forget Charlie Slough. Watch me take it away like someone I confiscated. I couldn't give a shit, it's as if I was constipated, intoxicated. The grass got me wasted, bullet screw face like a wonky face. That's why they're probably saying my screws are quite loose for a white dude. Drive through Piru neighborhoods in bright blue from a gang sign like Soo-woo. Shit stir a slinging boat like typhoons in the Piru. If I don't like you, forget. At this rate, gonna write a haiku just to spite you. Gonna be more bold, bite the hand that feeds me and complain it needs more souls. It's been foretold for like Britain, wishing for well hot summers. You want Christ, but get the second coming of L. Ron Hubbard.
L. Ron Hubbard, yeah, I freestyle when I. With this mother lover, yo. The world's made me insane, obsessing over Cobain. These days I hate sun rays. My room is a cold cave. Frustrated cause I can't get new songs made. I think I get what models take cocaine. Really miss the old.
That bit.
Poor
that
but hopeful now, I'm poor but hopeless. I see how some get homeless, but no one cares what lives in your brain. And when they try to care, they put you on these drugs to ease the pain. It's too easy. All these rappers are sleazy, plus their rhymes aren't really that greasy. Go away, I see the world for what it is, and it scares me. Still, I wish that it feared me. So fearless, still feel so weak. I wish sometimes I was better at speaking. Still, my rapping will weaken, overcompensate for shit that I fear. The end is near, it feels the doubt inside of my brain. Going insane, I need something to ease the pain. Try to step into a clash with your filler and bars. You'd get killed more than once, like Kenny out of South Park. Please, the skills you possess ain't nothing to ours. MCs represent, but ain't nothing to art. Yo, you got rhymes, but ain't got heart. Yeah, my bar's so tough, they literally shred guitars. Yeah, what's up, I'm trying to fight for my spot. Yeah, this is what I wanna do, I don't care if you like it or not. They talk a lot, but don't wear to back it up. You say you bag it up, but what you rhyme ain't really adding up. You're an amateur, you're a right to be amazing. People laugh at me because I deny the enslavement of my mind. Everyone's paranoid at the hype. No one likes each other, that's how it feels in my mind. I'm back on all the anti-anxiety. I don't like it, if it doesn't taste nice, I might just drink it with wine.
Yo, microphone check, 1, 2, what's happening? Welcome to the desert, I'm your host Aladdin. I'm hungry as fuck and I ain't talking about no sandwich. I am talking about bread, but not the type that you pajamming. I'm talking about this bag that you lot best to put in cash in. I'll take your threads too, but I ain't trying to follow fashion. Don't be fucking with the plan, put the money in the bag. It's not for me to eat, but feed this monkey on my back. His appetite's the size of an elephant, barely rumbling at earthquakes. Yo, guys could have measured it, and I'm a laugh. This idiot whipped out a seismograph by a chance. I don't think he knows what I am in reference with. Read between the lines of my sentences. Stop robbing in my lamb, fam. You ain't summoning a genie. I'm just trying to survive. Live my life as a lag. With your eyes to the sky on magic carpets where you'll see me. Call me a modern Robin Hood the way I do the scene. I give back just more crooks, like one for them and two for me. That's why the hype man's always under federal scrutiny. I scream, fuck the world, but look after my community. So who is he? The type that snoop and sneak into a scene. Pip pocket the rich and ones and twos and threes. I'm wide awake, but still all about my profit. So you best just watch your pockets when I'm roaming around the forest. I take from overprivileged and give to those in need. The hierarchy system in this planet is also deep. No mass organization, blood, it's only me. If everyone saw the world as I did, the world be clean. Fuck it for now, y'all just keep your head in check. Look after those that look after you, so your brethren there. A new wave is coming, check the water's levels next. We can fix it, but ain't gonna happen up in a sec.
This is our fault.
know I get shitted on. The time on this ticking bomb, it's finished up and it's too late to switch it off. I'll hit the block kicking off, thinking I'm swinging on anyone with a rock and a sock. Like I couldn't give a toss, I'll kill them off. Life's some characters and car accidents get written off. You brought a Tamagotchi to find Digimon. Get ahead of bread, it's like Gigabots when I rip it off. All bat it back when Ozzy was some dog, get bitten off. Your shit is not worth the paper it's printed on. You're faker than silicon. You silly sods, and bring your squad. I'll pick them off. I scratch your scabs off a chicken pox. Shawn Michaels, switch your music. Sing along if you want. Whatever issues on, it ain't the same as what Frank's on. That side was a rap title than cellophane on a crack rock. It's best to stay well away and just back up. Cause one wrong word could turn this whole Mexican wave to a standoff. Who's up next to come get their ass handed back to them? Apprehending paramedics, I'll have to patch it up and ram the ambulance. That is after all, back on the fast enough. They span backwards, crash landed, standing up. Damn, Frankie, that's enough. Never an over till that fat lady sings, but hey now. Ain't heard of the pursuits and bottle lately since a breakdown. 6 in the K down, but catch us at Nattyville. Gang Natty Silver, prove it, that's family still, and that's real. Pussy soft as badges, so what you want? The vasectomy calling these pussies out like a gynecologist secretary.
Name sex, right? What's going on? That's right, mother
yeah,
lovers.
Let me say,
this is the hip hop show right here with DJ Sarah Lover and myself, Mice Diggy. If you want to get on the open mic, all you MCs out there, send us some music. Just a link to your SoundCloud or YouTube video or whatever, and make sure it says open mic in the subject. All you producers, all you beat makers, if you want to get a beat on here, just like DJ Daredevil, get well soon, brother. Make sure you send 4 1-minute snippets attached to an email to hiphop@fubarradio.com with the subject saying open mic beat. Hey yo, what else you got for us here, Alce? What
yeah,
you saying?
Let me say a rhyme. This game is full of beer, there isn't enough wine. What? Interpret it how you like. Yeah, this game is all circles, there isn't enough lines. Give me my time to shine. You can say I'm bitter, but I know what's inside my mind. Images are bringing something different to rap. Make your hands clap against your own command. They ask, why the name Alce? I'm an outsider inside. Make it forget yourself, yeah, Alzheimer's and rhymes. Yeah, outside makes me nervous. I like to be in the studio with some Baileys and some weed. G, bet you thought I was gonna say weed. You say left, they say right. I say question it all. OUT got the recipe still. After I clash, I will take all of the bitches like Cruella DeVille. Alce is savage like rest. Wrestling hills, make you rest against will. Not even your friends can harness the skill. But one thing go in front of the people. I'd rather drink, rhyme, touch boobies and play Resident Evil.
Yo, welcome to Sage Town, where no one leaves, just has nervous breakdowns. Fake fans that will be rock around here, genuinely unhappy. The world is not my playground, I feel lied to. Find me in my happy place, wearing my happy thoughts, thinking my happy face. With a smile so big, you'll think that it's strange. When you unlock the truth, his codes actually state. And depression's just a mental state. You need to toughen up, boy. At least that's what the men will say. Women more sensitive and help us with our reckless ways, but then get gunned down by us men for their feminine ways. What a head fuck. I'm like, who's getting high with them drugs? Dopamine's got me floating on my cloud. But unless in this town, I don't get told when I'm allowed. That's why it's the best place ever. I am going to stay here forever. Forever? Yeah, forever. Forever, ever. And ever, ever.
Ever,
remember,
ever.
Remember a time where everything seemed better. Seen being the important word in that sentence. It seemed no one knew the truth of our endeavor. It got ripped and off and stitched back together. And then ripped and off and stitched back together. And then ripped and off and stitched back together. Man, this process been going on forever.
Ever.
Forever, ever. Forever, ever.
Forever, ever.
All tied up within our digital realm. We can't get enough of our digital selves. More clicks, more likes, need more digital sales. But until we stop, we will never prevail. I wonder if capitalizing in the capital for the capitalists for me is illegal. Then why is it when the roles are reversed and the banks go and do it, it can then be legal? None of this seems legal.
Oh, yeah, you're going to hit us with acapella
there. Now break that down.
Break it down.
All right, yo. None of this seems legal. But then again, I don't speak legal. This big chip is very well designed and I'm just a small fry, one of you, the wee people. I wasn't stand to understand shit. I wasn't taught to understand shit. Every step that I've walked, I've worked hard for it. Sometimes the adrenaline turned arsenic is cool. More fuel for these bars I spit. Welcome to the land where the rivers run free and every king's up on street. That's how the champions get made. And so challenging, challenging, Sage. Ain't a risk you want, see. Fuck a scheme. I made the rhyme of
revolve around me. I do as I do because I am what I be. The blessing from the sun and each one of the trees. I am sage, come from nothing, just like you. Stardust manifested. Why are we even here? That's the question. And I just like to leave them guessing. I know my role. My mind is my weapon. So for me, it's postcode in each and every section. I focus energy of which I share and show respect with. I guess somewhere in all this is a lesson, but never stop learning's in my essence. So when they wake up and feel to switch their stakes round, they're welcome anytime to come and join me in Sage Town.
Cheers!
Fubar Radio.
Yo, that was hype man Sage right there. Big shout out to Namesakes and of course Outs. You lot fucking murdered that open mic. I told you, mother lovers. We told you, right?
Thank you for having us.
That's what we do. Yeah,
thank you
show.
For having us.
No, thank means you for a lot. Coming through and repping. What are the links to share with people? Let them know how they can get in touch.
Have a website, Outs Online, OUTSS Online. I've got 2 music videos on there as well. I've got a 3 EP as well. Check me out on Facebook as well. Outs One, OUTSSONE. Peace.
Sage, how can we get hold of Hype Man Sage?
You can get hold of Hype Man Sage by just typing Hype Man Sage into Google. I'm on all the socials.
believe it or not, hey? Believe it or not.
I'm on all the social jib jabs and whatever else you can find. Subculture Sage too. Namesake, what are you saying?
And Namesakes, what are you saying? How can we get hold of you?
Carry your pigeon. Carry your pigeon.
Carry your pigeon, mate. Straight carry your pigeon.
Frankie Namasaki. On Facebook, spelled Namosaki. I had to think about that then. Inbox me on my Facebook. I'll give you my address. Send me a carrier pigeon. We'll make this work out. We'll get someone on the go, man.
One
more thing. Yeah, Runt Life Records, Bandcamp. Runt Life Volume 1. Go and download that ish.
Shout out to DJ Daredevil. That's at DJ Daredevil on Twitter.com. Shout out to all you guys for locking into this show because it's all about you. Big ups to Guilty Simpson. All of you who locked in today as well. Make sure you listen back if you missed any of that. It's foobarradio.com/shows/hip-hop to listen back. Next week, we have Phoenix the Ice Fire in the studio. Plus, we're going to be speaking to Medina Green as well. And up next, we have Payne and Sylvester. Right here. So on that note, Meister's gave me a lovely face there. It's myself, Sarah
Love. I'm trying
to
make her laugh. And myself, Mice Diggy, aka the voice of chocolate cake, aka the voice of your mother's favourite supermarket. I always wanted to say that.
It's been your life, your whole career has been building that. But remember this message, people. We love you.
Yes.
Brother, sister, there's got to be unity. Yeah, unity. Unity's what's missing in our lives. Can't you see? We need love. A little word of confidence.